We have Regina Williams, a candidate for county exec of Frederick County. And I see you got your campaign partner with you.
I sure do.
What's her name? Debbie Williams.
You might have heard of
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Debbie Williams, isn't it? Yeah. I know.
Also known as Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. I have other names. Oh, no, we're on family radio. Good afternoon, Regina. It's great to have you in here. Thank you for calling and scheduling and being with us. This is an interview that Frank and I usually do with candidates. We're kind of nice on this interview, but after you get through the primary, we look out. Here it comes. Regina, please tell us, tell the people a little bit about yourself. I know all about you, and I'm impressed, but tell the listener, who's Regina Williams?
Well, first, thank you. Thank you for having me. I was born and raised here in Frederick County on a dairy farm in Johnsville. We milked 100 Holstein cows, and I got up at 3:30 and milked 100 cows before going to school. I was active in 4-H and FFA, and growing up, I went through the Frederick County Public Schools, attended Hood College, and got my bachelor's, and just recently my master's degree from the University of Maryland, University College in Finance.
Wow, so you have a background in finance, which would bode well for being, in the position of county exec, the leader. How about leadership positions? I know more about you than you think. 4-H, 5-H, and all the stuff that you've done growing up, they're important for people to hear because, those are accomplishments that we forget about, but those are the ones that make us who we are.
Thank you, Tim. That was the foundation. The leadership and the skill set to become county executive, I gained through that. The public speaking, sportsmanship, at parliamentary procedure, community service, all of those things, you learn them through those organizations.
And I think it's without doubt that you were a county employee at a period of time, and you worked. Where did you work, and what did you do for the county?
Sure. I was a county employee for 14 years in the finance division at Winchester Hall. I left corporate America and came to the finance division, and I actually started as a staff accountant and worked my way up through as accounting team leader and ended as the budget officer.
That's very good. And there's a difficulty here because we have in the Republican side, there's three candidates running for through the primary.
Yes.
What separates, what differentiates Regina from the other candidates?
I believe that I bring something that probably none of the other candidates bring. First, I have never run for political office, so I'm not entrenched in the politics.
Well, had you need therapy right now, or had you hit your head, or has something happened to you that we don't know about?
Why would you want to go
exactly,
there?
Exactly.
You know what? It was my 14 years in Winchester Hall that I realized what an impact we can make in our community through local government. And I kind of watched different governing bodies come and go and make funding decisions that I didn't think were actually in the best long-term interest of the citizens of Frederick County.
And that would assume at this time you've seen the last 4 years that we've had under County Exec Jan Gardner, and you feel that there have been, again, we're not attacking her today, but you feel that obviously you would have done things differently, if that's the way to say it. Is that pretty much fair?
Correct.
Okay. And I went to, what, Frank?
No, I was just going to say, give us some specifics.
Yeah. Of what you think is wrong that could be better.
What could have been better over the last 4 years.
Yeah, without giving away your whole platform, but,
Sure. No, great question. Specifically, I think we've grown, again, in middle management positions. Lots of deputy and assistant positions, director positions have been added back. That I don't believe that were necessary. I think we have a large budget there now in the county executive office, administrative positions. I knew charter would cost the taxpayers more money, that form of government, and it has happened.
You're exactly right, and I was so opposed to that because it was always touted as cost neutral, and it was never going to be cost neutral. As a county exec, obviously there's no one that's alive and breathing that doesn't know that we have problems with our charter. That, it's just not working the way we thought it was going to be working, in my humble opinion, of which I'm unanimous. But I want to know what changes that you think would be helpful to the citizens of Frederick County. So that'd be that question. Let you think about it. We take a very short break. Five candidate for county exec, Regina Williams. I left off with that big question for you. What would you change that would, you know, make the charter, or at least the people that suffer under it, be able to, appreciate it much more than they do now?
Well, the biggest change I would make in that process, as the former budget officer, the complaints I'm getting, at least from especially other candidates, is the relationship between the county executive and the county council and their involvement and feeling like they have a say in that budget process, because the budget is the key in this, our property taxes, the setting of that rate and how we spend our money. And so they don't feel they have a voice in that early enough in the process. And that is dictated by the charter. But that's not to say that county executive, as county executive, I will ask for their input and how that falls into the big picture of the budget early on. Before we're going to public hearing.
What about their opportunity to contact directors and to answer constituents' questions by going to the actual problem solver, which they're not, allegedly allowed to do now?
Right. And I think that's a balance. I certainly want to encourage dialogue, but I have witnessed as a county employee, sometimes a council member or back then it was a commissioner is, set on something that maybe the majority isn't, but then they can actually monopolize a staff member's time going down a rabbit hole that really isn't part of that, staff member's what they should be doing. And so it's finding that balance. I don't believe they should not have any contact with employees, and I'm not going to micromanage it that way, but there is a balance.
Do you think it's micromanaged now?
That seems to be the perception I'm getting.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
I just, in the little time, I want to get into some of the issues, and we'll get into lots of them should you proceed past the primary. But I guess the one issue we have time for with everybody we've been interviewing, and I would think the number one issue still, after all these years, is growth in Frederick County. Where would you position yourself as far as your competition and the rate of growth in Frederick County? Too slow? Too fast, just right.
Great question. And as I have door knocked and we've done phone surveys, that is the number one issue. The growth, the infrastructure has not kept up with the growth. I was late getting here because it takes 30 minutes to get across town. Yeah. And everyone is frustrated with that. And, there's not an easy solution when it comes to these highway and roads that are the traffic congestion. It's big dollars
there.
Well,
we can't take them away. I was listening to a candidate's platform the other day somewhere else, and they said that the infrastructure hadn't stayed up with it, but we can't take away the housing that we already have.
It's finding... And coming in there, there's so many already approved. When I come into office, there's nothing I can do about there. And it's trying to manage and take a balanced approach here and look at this going forward. And you know what? Even if 8 years, if I have the honor to serve in that office, I hope that what I do is set a foundation that puts us in a better position in the long term. And people probably wouldn't even see that when I'm in office, but I hope that I plant that and we get in the right direction forward.
Schools, the school teachers, this is a big... voting block, apparently, and that I don't think there's ever been a Republican that's been endorsed by the Apple people. But do you think our schools are, obviously, where they're adequate, or we wouldn't be able to have school? But as far as salaries and benefits and that situation, where do you see yourself putting money into versus emergency services versus other things?
Well, I'll say education and public safety are our priorities in my platform. I am the only candidate in this race that has a child in the Frederick County Public School System currently. Okay. So I do have a vested interest in that. I do believe when it comes to the salaries, the starting teacher pay, and everyone has really talked about this, we are like near the bottom of the scale on the starting teacher. I think that changes as you go up the scale, and there's tenure in the system. So it's not totally, I think it's over exaggerated in overall when we're talking about the salary discrepancy. It starts there, and I do believe that needs to be fixed at the entry level.
What when you talk about public service or you talk about public safety, where do you see the deficiencies there? Do you support things that our sheriff's department is doing now? Is there something you would do different or have the sheriff's department do differently?
I support the sheriff 100%, and I trust his expertise in running that law enforcement agency. And I've talked to him, had several meetings, and I support his efforts and his stance that he's taken in fighting crime. And we've talked about the heroin opioid epidemic. And, you know, we said we can't arrest ourselves out of this situation, right, or regulate ourselves out of it. So it's going to take community involvement.
What about 287G? That's a big thing that the sheriff has implemented here or joined in. And I know that there is an opposition to that. How does the candidate Regina feel about that?
I support Sheriff Jenkins 100% on that.
Very good. Frank?
Well,
How about Sanctuary County? That's another one says here.
Sanctuary County.
Saying that this would be, Freddie County would be a sanctuary for illegals.
I don't believe in sanctuary anything. That's kind of saying, okay, we want a safe place to not abide by the law. We're like, you know, a hideout or a safe place, and I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I just want to give you the opportunity again, as you're going to be facing two other names on the Republican ballot for county executive. You've mentioned some of the background that stands you apart from the others. Anything else as far as issues that you feel people should consider you over and above Kirby DeLauder or Kathy Avzali when it comes to taking a stance on the future of the county?
From an issue standpoint, you know, my biggest thing, I guess, is I think I would bring a balanced approach to leadership. And I think what we need is a little more humility and respect in politics. And you know what? Being genuine, and you know, you will affect change when you come in as a former county employee. I think I bring something no one else does, and that's a trust probably factor. And I've been one of them, and to get real change and to give them the flexibility and the incentive to do that. And I think I can bring about that change as county executive.
I appreciate it. Now, the last part we give you before we have to break is how does one join the Regina Williams campaign? How do they get a hold of you? How do they get yard signs, whatever you're all about? How do we do that, Regina?
Oh, thank you. www.reginawilliams2018.com, and we're also on Facebook at Regina Williams 2018.
And what did you find, you know, we have a few seconds. What is the, this is your first foray into the political field. What do you like, and what don't you like about it?
You know, it has actually been an amazing experience.
So was childbirth, I'm sure.
I have loved this journey, meeting the people that I have met along this way that have come into my life. I will say God has blessed me in every step and walked beside me on every step of this journey. And we pledged to run this campaign with the highest integrity, and we've done that.